All right, kicking things off here, KNZA Locker Room Chats, as we are inching closer to the start of the high school football season. And we're going to start here talking Valley Falls football with head coach Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by The Elevator. And also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Thanks again to all of our sponsors making our Locker Room Chats possible here in 2025. Coach, I'm sure you and your players, everybody involved, excited to get this season going. It'll start Friday night at Horton, but you know, obviously last year it was kind of a tough go. I know the numbers weren't great, but as we kind of transition, turn the page on 24 into 25, how excited are you to get this new season going?
Well, this year, I'm very excited to get going. I know the kids are too. We've had a good 13 or so, 12 days of practice. Energy's been high, the IQ's been high, and the effort and motivation's all there, and they're flying around.
Are the numbers good? I know when we put together the preview magazine, you talked about a lot of incoming freshmen who might have a chance to get on the field pretty quick. I know four seniors were lost off last year's roster, but you do have a lot of returning starters on both sides of the ball. So do you see the opportunity, not just with the numbers, but just with that experience coming back, maybe mixed in with those freshmen, to maybe provide a little bit of an extra boost here to get things going?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll be an old group. We have, of our 23, nine of which are seniors, that, you know, seven to eight of them have just had to start since their freshman year, have been thrown onto the field. So a lot of experience, a lot of, you know, games played, and whether that be varsity or JV in their early years. So we're an old group. Not as many freshmen came out as we anticipated. But yeah, well, our sophomores and juniors will see the field too, and a few freshmen, and scramble it around.
Well, I know you guys got two very good, capable quarterbacks. I know Grant Myers in the mix, Flint Seymour as well. How's that battle been kind of going, and the expectations at that position?
That's been going well. Grant's been doing really good, picking up the new stuff and being a leader out there on the field. Damian Cervantes has been there some too. He's a junior, and then Colin Carney came out, so he's been getting a few reps there, and we'll, you know, see. We're still not sure about Friday, and we'll see how it pans out the rest of this week.
Yeah, certainly still got a little bit of practice time. We'll talk about Horton here in a moment, but with all the athleticism that you have back, is that kind of maybe a big difference for this roster compared to last year, or maybe is there something different that stands out with what you have in 25 compared to 24?
Yeah, there is a little bit of difference. I know that we did lose some athleticism from last year, just some guys that graduated. But, you know, of the nine we bring back, those seniors, I think seven of them are ball carriers, little fast, scampy guys that can run around and that I anticipate getting the balls in their hands often and letting them run and see what they can do with it.
What's
so, you know, the thing is, you know, the line is just thin, and we lack in bigger, slower guys that can push real hard, so sometimes that has to be adjusted. But, yeah, a lot of ball carriers with athleticism and speed.
Was there a little bit of a challenge this week with the holiday on Monday, or was it able to work out just business as usual?
No, it was able to work out. We still tried to just keep it business as usual and keep them on a schedule and a routine. Came in, just treated it like a Monday after a game. We didn't have a jamboree on Friday, so we just did our sports drink scrimmage against ourselves. So just kind of treated that as a mini game and came in, saw film of that, and then started getting to Horton.
Are you a fan of the jamborees? I know some coaches take part, some don't. I know it was implemented not too long ago, but a lot of coaches say it's nice to maybe have a week before where you can see some different opponents. A lot of schools also just choose to do the in-house scrimmage. What's your kind of thought on that and obviously going the route and just having a scrimmage with your team?
Yeah, there's pros and cons. After doing both now, I think that this would have been the sixth year of jamborees, roughly, and it's my seventh. So my first year we did a sports drink scrimmage just with ourselves, and then this year we did as well. So seeing both sides of that, there's definitely pros and cons. I like that we can get out and face other people than us, you know, just making it feel different from a practice and seeing where you stand compared to some other people around local. But also, you know, then keeps you a little bit healthier. I think going and having it a little bit more maintained just on your own end, a little bit easier for our fans. We had it at home, you know, just sports drink scrimmage here at the field. So get some more parents out and some more local fans and get to see and participate in that. that sort of thing. So there's pros and cons. It depends on the year, maybe. But, yeah,
that's
I like
fair.
Both.
Yeah, that's fair for sure. Valley Falls football coach, Dwight Hofstra, joining us here. A few more minutes. We'll step aside, quick timeout. They go to Horton in week one. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSE Sports Radio Network. A few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Dragons open up the 25 season on Friday night. They'll be on the road at Horton. Coach, just give us kind of your initial thoughts on the Chargers. They certainly have some key pieces coming back, but also got to replace some good beef on the offensive and defensive lines. They got a new coach this year that came in fairly late. What's kind of just the initial assessment of your opponent here on Friday night?
Initially on film, they still have some big kids up front that can move the line of scrimmage, and they got some quick kids, and they got a quarterback back there that likes to run the ball and runs the ball hard and tackles well on defense, so they look well.
Is it different or at least more challenging to prepare for a familiar team within the league, but, you know, when a team changes coaches and the staff in general, that could really throw kind of a wrinkle maybe into the preparation? I mean, how challenging is it to maybe prep for a team that you are familiar with, but maybe on the other side, maybe not so much?
Yeah, it is. You know, with the coaching change and stuff, they do a little bit different stuff that you can't really go off of last year's film. And, you know, they don't really open the bag in the jamboree or anything. So week one's always just kind of tough anyways, with no matter who it is, whether it's a new coach or not. But, you know, you just go off of what you have and kind of don't set an expectation. We want to see where our guys are too. So don't give them too much information and just let them go fly around and put some stuff on film and see where we're at.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it very much, at Horton on Friday night, week one, give us a few keys and expectations for this one.
Keys will be firing out, getting off the ball, moving the line of scrimmage, wrapping up on defense, and doing the little things.
There it is. Wyatt Hofstra joining us, Valley Falls football coach. They go to Horton on Friday night, week one of the high school football season. Again, thanks to the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment, making this conversation each week with Coach Possible. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks again. Good luck here against Horton on Friday night. We'll talk to you ahead of week two next week.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you. And thanks for all you do. And thanks to Heinen's and the Elevator. And go Dragons.